Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Good morning, Lucinda Bennett, food writer for The Spin-Off. How's it going?
Morena, I am really good. Yeah.
Now, what are we talking about for breakfast food this morning? What is tickling your fancy?
Yeah, so I've been thinking, you know, like it's going into spring, but I'm still in a winter mood where I'm a little bit lazy and mm-hmm. I kind of want ways, really, really easy ways to make a really yummy dinner. And so I've been thinking about what are the hacks, what are the cheats, what are the little things you can quickly whiz up literally when you're in the process of making dinner mm-hmm. that are going to enhance it and make it extra good. Like if your dinner is literally, I don't know, let's go as basic as possible. You're having a chicken breast and rice and broccoli, mm-hmm. which I would probably never make. But let's say I did. What would I put on top to make it delicious?
Sriracha sauce?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Just like...
That's the level that you should start at, is what sauces do I have in my pantry? Mm-hmm. And then I feel like the next level is, do I have something maybe crunchy? Because I feel like a textural addition is always really good.
That's a wise move for like rice and chicken actually, a bit of texture.
Totally, because it can get a little bit like soft and... And your mouth craves a bit of crunch, I think. It makes you feel like more satiated. I don't know, once you've had a few more textures going on. So the hottest, easiest one, I reckon, is some fried shallots, which you can, you know, get in a bag and they're already fried and they're already crispy. You just sprinkle them on and you can be really, really liberal or you can be conservative. But then the other one is going to be, well, for me, if you're trying to be a bit healthy, is maybe some like nuts or seeds, mm-hmm. which are always going to be more delicious if they've been toasted.
Yeah, a little toasting, eh? Just in a dry pan, no oil, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can do dry pan, no oil, mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, give it a little shake to make sure they're browning evenly. Mm-hmm. But you can also do, like you could do a batch in advance, which whenever I have done this, I am always... so stoked.
Save yourself some time. I feel like if you're doing nuts in a pan, you need to be quite focused because they instantly, nothing's happening. Next second, they're all burnt.
100%. Yeah. You want to watch. It's definitely, I reckon doing it in the oven is usually going to yield kind of a more consistent result.
Yes.
But then if you're not turning on the oven, like why would you turn on the oven just to roast a handful of nuts?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I have, the other week I did a really good jar of toasted nuts and seeds and I did the oven method because I had the oven on anyway. And mm-hmm. I did like sunflower seeds in the oven for a little bit, about 10 minutes, and then turned off the oven and in the sort of hot pan with the residual heat, put in some sort of spice type seeds. So like a bit of cumin, a bit of fennel seed, a bit of coriander seed. And then just chucked that back in the oven that was off so that they'd kind of release their aromas a little bit but not like mm-hmm. go crazy and toast and get burnt, which is what we don't want. And then once they were smelling really good, took them out, mixed them with salt, chucked them in a jar, and then you can have that on salad or on literally anything.
And that
forever.
Would really, it sounds like that'd start punching some flavor into it as well with
totally.
Those toasted seeds.
Yeah.
Fennel and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm a little bit too obsessed with fennel seed, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I always have like a sack in my spice drawer. Mm-hmm.
Now, out in the BFM lounge, we just had a quick chat about something that I have gone through phases of in the past, like having heaps of, but I haven't really had much in the past few years. And that addition to a meal is chili oil.
I love a chili oil.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to say I'm not a big spicy person. I've never... managed to build up enough tolerance. Mm-hmm. I'm always working on it, but as I was just telling you, I'm getting to the age where if I eat too many spicy meals in a row, I get heartburn. Mm-hmm. So it's getting harder. But a chili oil is so good because you can literally just drizzle it on rice and an egg and it's like delicious. But you can also mix it with like peanut butter and soy sauce, and then you can mix that with your noodles and have like a really delicious sauce.
Yes. Okay.
Yum. I love like having components to build a sauce.
Yeah.
Because then you've always got something yummy.
Now, how have you made your own chili oil? I've never done that before. It's only, you know, it's kind of been round maybe.
Yeah. I've definitely done it because I'm a bit spice intolerant. Mm-hmm. And so if I make my own, I can make it at a really nice level mm-hmm. that's going to work for me.
Yep.
I've done, usually I do like a Sichuan chili oil. And so you're getting the Sichuan peppercorns as well as chili flakes. And those are, they're like the thing that you've got in your Dan Dan noodles and things like that, that give you that kind of more like numbing spice rather mm-hmm. than heat, which is great for me because I can tolerate a bit more numbing than I can heat.
How does one make a chili oil? Just a quick making chili oil 101.
There's definitely heaps of different methods, and I feel like the best thing, like if you want to try this at home, I would say go online and search for like a really legit Chinese recipe. Mm-hmm. I think Woks of Life have a really good one. They're kind of one of my go-tos when I want something sort of authentic. But what I've done in the past is had like a jar with my chili oil and, sorry, not chili oil, like chili flakes mm-hmm. and some bashed Sichuan peppers, and basically heated up a neutral oil, so maybe like a canola or a sunflower, heated it up in a pan, and then poured it over the chili and peppercorns. And then you can also do things like you can add garlic to it as well, which is really nice because it usually gets a little bit crispy, so you get little crispy garlicky bits in there too. Mm-hmm. And then once it's cooled, adding some salt to taste. But I'm sure there are people who are like, that's a terrible way of making it. Because I know some people do it all on the stove. Mm-hmm. And it's about the oil turning really red while it's kind of cooking on the stove. So it's definitely a pick your preference, pick your own adventure.
Yes.
But then it lasts ages too once mm-hmm. you make it. Mm-hmm. And you can make it to all your preferences.
I love chili oil on pizza. I don't know if that's a...
That seems... I've noticed that like... Pizza places like Umu Pizza, you can add it to any pizza.
Yeah.
And it's just like a standard option. I think New Zealanders just really like chili oil.
Yeah. Now, what else have we got in the canon for zhuzhing up a meal at home?
This is just my favorite thing because I'm one of those people in the kitchen who's like, if something's cooking, I'm like, well, what else can I make? What else mm-hmm. can I do while I'm waiting? And one of them would definitely be like a quick pickle. I feel like quick pickles, sometimes people are making a quick pickle and they actually go not so quick and they'll...
Do you mean like just slicing some red onion and adding some vinegar and sugar to
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because you can go hard and you can like put it on the stove and make, you know, and put it in a nicely cleaned jar so that it's going to last you ages. But most of the time, if I want a quick fix, yeah, like chuck some thinly sliced red onion, radish is really good, fennel is really good, really thinly sliced carrot is really good. Mix it with some kind of vinegar or citrus, something acidic, and maybe some salt, maybe some sugar to taste, depending on your preference. Mm. And then let it hang out while you're doing everything else, and you'll have this nice, like, acidic, fresh kind of punch.
Yeah. Yeah. Great tip, that one. Yeah. I'm a fan of all, but like 1, 2, 3, all of these things have, you know, it's not really top of mind, but they're all really easy.
They're so easy. Yeah. And especially like, again, if you make a quick pickle and you cut up a whole onion and do it, you're probably not going to eat a whole mostly raw onion like on your dinner tonight. Yes. So you can just chuck it in the fridge and it'll last quite a long time and just get more pickly.
Yeah.
So you're kind of doing something super, super quick, but investing in your meals for the rest of the week.
Yes. I reckon we've got time for one more, Lucinda. Is there anything else that, yeah?
Definitely. I've got hundreds, guys.
Okay.
So I love fresh herbs. I've got a really wild herb garden. And I always have too many herbs that need eating up. And so I often... there's lots of ways you can take this. Like you can go more a pesto route, but the easiest one, especially if you don't want to get a blender or a processor dirty, which like who does, is make something kind of like a gremolata. I mean, you could make an actual gremolata, which is basically chopped up parsley. The look on Johnny's face. He's like,
what the heck is gremolata? I'm like, gremolata?
It's basically like chopped up, really finely, beautifully chopped up parsley with lemon and garlic mixed together.
Okay.
Kind of like it's heading towards a pesto, but it's not as sort of like emulsified and creamy. It's a little bit more choppy, a little bit more punchy. You can do it with any herbs. Like it's not traditional, but I do it quite often with like coriander.
Gremolata.
It's really good with the steak.
Yes. Yeah, true, actually.
And it gives you that like again, it's that like freshness and sort of acidity and punchiness with something a bit richer, which is really yum. And because you can also add a little bit of olive oil, especially if you want it to last. And so if you chuck it in the fridge, if it's mixed through with lemon juice, salt and olive oil, that's going to help preserve it for a little bit too. So again, you can have it all week.
I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat in here because I'm just enjoying the word gremolata.
It's a good word.
Yeah. Lucinda, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
I think those are some great tips for us. Gremolata and steak.
And you can mix your gremolata with some yogurt as well if you want to make it creamy.
Nice one. Someone just wanted a random food shout out. They had the peanut butter ice cream from Charlie's Gelato near Matakana. It was delicious and not too sweet. They told me it was the only one they entered into a recent awards that didn't win.
Whoa.
Not as healthy as pickles, onions and chili.
I love Charlie's Gelato. That's such a good shout.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, mate. We're heading into ice cream season, aren't we?
Oh, it's always ice cream season for me.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.
Cracky day.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.